Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Oscar, and this is not a sales call. We are just conducting a poll of consumers in the Jacksonville and Northeast Florida area about issues related to the water service for your household. So let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Got it. And first of all, how would you rate the overall job that the JEA does providing its service to your home? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Very positive?
Yes.
Got it. And does your home get its household drinking water from a well on your property?
No, I buy bottled water.
I'm sorry?
I buy bottled water to drink. I don't trust I do not trust the fluoridation bullshit, okay?
Oh, okay. Got it. So pretty much you're not getting the drinking water from them, pretty much.
Absolutely not.
Got it. Now, let me ask you, how will you rate a JEA for the overall job they do providing your home's electricity? Very positive, somewhat positive?
Positive.
Very positive or just somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Got it. And how would you rate a JEA electricity service on each of the following? Providing reliable services. Do you think very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative on that?
Very positive.
Got it. And what about generating their electric power in an environmentally responsible way?
I don't have a clue.
Okay. And what about the cost Okay. And the cost you pay for electricity given that it all provides to your household?
What about it?
Do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about it?
About the price?
Yes, about the
cost
you pay.
Saying?
Yeah, about the cost you pay for electricity given.
It's fair. It's okay.
Okay. Somewhat positive.
I don't have a problem with it. Yeah, that's positive. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Now, I have some words and short phrases associated with the process of bringing water to homes in Northeast Florida and handling used water once it is removed from property. So, answer if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with each of the following. The first one is underground water shortage. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar about the term?
No, not familiar.
Got it. And what about the Florida aquifer?
Not familiar.
And national drinking water.
I know what aquifer is, okay? I don't drink Florida water, okay? I wouldn't drink. Hang on a second, would you? I would not drink any water in the United States that has fluoridation in it, okay?
Okay, got it. Understood, sir. Now let me ask you, what do you think about the National Drinking Water Standards? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
It doesn't matter because they're poisoning the water with fluoridation, okay?
Okay. And what about the recycled water?
But I only drink good water, okay?
Okay.
Like I said, let me give you another clue, okay? I asked my cardiologist, is it better to drink Florida water or drink beer? He said drink beer, okay?
Oh, okay. That's a strong statement.
Are you from Florida?
not really. I'm learning new things about that, so I'm glad to know about it.
You should learn about fluoridation, okay? It's a byproduct of some poison stuff, okay?
Okay, understood, sir. Now, let me ask you, how do you feel about the federal government safety standards? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not too familiar with the term?
What I do know is don't trust the science, okay?
Okay, understood.
You know all about Fauci, right?
Yes, I know about it.
Okay, good, yeah. Good.
All right.
He who has the gold makes the rules, okay?
Understood. Yeah. All right.
That's pretty good. Go ahead.
All right. So about the term of federal government safety standards, are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not so familiar with the term?
I'm familiar with OSHA.
Very familiar? Okay. And what about purified water? Are you very familiar or somewhat familiar and not familiar with the term?
Purified water?
Yes.
I've never heard of that terminology.
Okay. And what about the term of clean water?
Come on, close the door if I don't have to hear you. Okay, just close the door. Thank you. It's my wife talking. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. And how familiar are you with the term clean water? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Never heard of it.
Okay. And what about used water?
What water?
Used water. Like water that has been used? Never heard of it? Okay. Got it. Now,
that sounds scary. That sounds scary. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, answer if your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Okay? So the first one is underground water shortage. Are you very positive?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
Never
okay.
heard of it.
And what about the Florida aquifer?
Yeah, I know what an aquifer is.
Okay. So we can say that somewhere. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your reaction about national drinking water standards? That's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
It goes back to fluoridation of the water. I'm not interested, okay?
Okay. Got it. What about the recycled water?
That's a funny word. You ever drink in a stream? You wonder if an Indian pissed down the river before you drank it, okay?
Okay. But about that specific phrase, what is your reaction? Are you very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about it?
About what?
About recycled water.
No, I'm not interested.
Okay. And what is your reaction about federal government safety standards? Is very positive, is somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Yeah, that's a tough question there. We hope the government is doing a good job with the OSHA, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it has to deal with, if it has to deal with water, I think that they're failing, okay? When you're talking about government standards, there has to be some kind of standards, okay?
Okay. So we can say that you have somehow a very positive reaction towards that.
Yeah, yeah, I would.
Got it. And what about the purified water? What is your reaction towards that? Is it very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Yeah, I don't know what purified water really means if it has fluoridation in it, okay?
Okay.
Those are fancy names, but it doesn't mean it's clean water, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Purified means you can take it out of a sewer and clean it, and then drink it. Like, can you imagine the guys are going to go to a space station? Hell, they're drinking the piss they pissed in yesterday, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can you imagine your kids getting out in a a moon ship, I mean, going to Mars. Can you imagine going to Mars, your kids? Okay, one of them volunteers to go to Mars, okay? Mm-hmm. What are they going to be eating? Recycled shit and piss, okay?
Okay. Got it. So on that one, we can say that you have a very negative reaction towards that, right?
Yeah,
because
probably.
Of the terminology of that. Okay.
Yeah, it all has to do with terminology, you know?
Yeah. Okay, got it. And what about clean water? What is your reaction towards it? Is it positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I don't know what clean water is, actually. Who defines it, okay?
Okay, got it. Now, by any chance, have you heard or read anything about JEA program to reclaim and purify the used water? The project is called H2.0.
No, I haven't.
No? Okay, got it. So here's some further information about the new JIA water purification process, let's say. So the H2.0 process, here is how the cycle of water for homes will work under the H2.0. The drinking water provided in Northeast Florida homes originated from the area's vast underground aquifers and arrives at the tap after being treated by JIA to provide clean, safe drinking water. JEA. You're right. Sorry about that. To provide clean, safe drinking water. So once the water leaves a home as used water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified. So to make cleaner, let's say, that even the water taken out of the aquifer by using the latest purification technology, this purified water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed again from the treatment and household use. So learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA Used Water Reclamation and Purification Project H2.0?
You know, for what it's worth, sir, you know damn well these water pipes are probably dirty too, you know. There's no such thing as pure water, okay? So it's kind of like cholesterol in our veins, you know? It gets clogged. You know, these pipes never get cleaned, okay? You know, they never get cleaned. And that's why I don't trust the water supply, okay?
Okay. So we can say that even though this treatment of the water is still ongoing, you're opposed to this very much water reclamation, purification.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. Anything they're going to do to try to clean up the water supply is better. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
For the common good of the population, anything they do to purify the water is good. But now, if you still have dirty pipes going down from a, see, I live in a small little town called Atlantic Beach, okay?
Okay.
It's a small city. And we get our water from the city of Jacksonville, which the JEA supplies to the city of Jacksonville. And then it comes down to my little town of Atlantic Beach, okay? And all these damn pipes have never been replaced or cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
And they do testing on these pipes. I mean, excuse me, they do testing on the water to ensure about no lead, E. coli, and bugs, and viruses, and water critters, and whatever. You know, I just don't drink the water, man. They can do anything they want to do with this damn shit, but I still am not going to drink it because it's still got fluoride in it, okay?
Understood. Noted. So based on that, we can say that somehow you support it because they are just cleaning up somehow the water, but it's still, you know, having some things that are not totally healthy for the human to consume, correct?
Well, can you imagine? I think that Duval County, which JEA supplies, is 1 million population, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it would be better for me to have my own well, deep well into the aquifer, and that would be great water, okay?
Okay. Got it. So we can say that you're opposed pretty much to that.
Hell if I know, my friend. Hell if I know.
Okay. Understood.
Once again, I don't drink the water, okay?
Okay. Understood. Now, sir.
In fact, I wish I wouldn't even have to take a shower using the water, because I don't know if you know this, fluoridation, as it passes your skin, as you're taking a bath or a shower, your body, your skin absorbs the fluoridation, okay?
Okay.
And that's a scary situation, okay?
Yeah, that's new to me.
Yeah, you can check that out. About fluoridation.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is for your own good and your own family, okay? And there's nothing we can do about it, okay? Unless you got your own deep well, okay?
Okay. Got it, sir. I just have a few questions here, and we are 60% completion of the survey, so I just don't want to take a lot of time of your day. I know that most likely you have to do a lot of things.
I can handle it.
Okay, and thank you, sir, for your patience and your participation. I really appreciate that, trust me. So now, YH 2.0, the JEA is building, let's say, new facilities to purify and recycle used water from its system for three specific reasons. The first one is because state and federal government regulations are setting stricter standards requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. The second reason is because this purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in the underground aquifer. And the third reason is the purified water return to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's, Florida's further economic growth and growing population, ensuring JEA can meet customer needs for a sufficient supply of clean, pure drinking water. So, learning this information, the three reasons, do you support or oppose JEA used water reclamation and purification project H2.0?
Yeah, I support that.
Okay, and what do you like most or sound best about a JEA 2.0 program based on what we just discussed?
The fact the government is making an effort, JEA is privately owned company. It's not owned by the government. I forgot that. Somebody was trying to buy JEA out because it's a profitable corporation, okay? So it's a private corporation. At least it's trying to do something good, okay? That's good, okay?
Okay. Got it. I'm just taking notes in here, okay? So we can say
go ahead.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Okay. And what do you dislike most or sounds bad about JEA 2.0 program? Based on what you just heard.
Boy, I wish I could read the whole program, actually, the sound bites to me, the sound bites on, and you're eating the survey, and I haven't reread all that ever.
Okay.
What we have with the water supply is we have what's called a closed loop system. The water on Earth is the way it is. It goes into the ocean, goes into the clouds, then turns around and falls in the glaciers or into the lakes, goes into the aquifer. So it's a recycling system anyway, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the way God made water. So now the government or the corporation grabs the water from a aquifer, and the aquifer nowadays, I don't know how much chemicals are in the aquifer, okay? You know, how much bad stuff is in the aquifer. And so their end product, if they purify it, and if they 100% water, then they turn around and stick fucking the fluoride back in it, and they screw it up again, okay? So it's kind of a losing situation as far as I'm concerned on that. But it's good for the general population who don't know what I know, okay?
Okay. Got it. Now, let me ask you, following up on the opponents of this H2.0 program proposed by JEA, may say the following. This so-called toilet-to-tap program is expensive for consumers and unnecessary, since today the used water is already treated to meet the government standards and released in the river or used for irrigation safely. New treatment facilities are not needed. And the next thing that they are saying is that messing with nature's process of rainwater recharging the underground aquifers is not only not needed, but risky and only being done to support developers' fueling population growth. So, let's say learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA used water reclamation and purification project H2.0?
Well, I would say I support that. There's no choice about it because all the water is being recycled anyway, okay? You know, there's no such thing as new water, you know. That's funny, too. fucking water's been on Earth since millions of years. Yeah, the cycle of water. So we're grabbing some water, you know. And as we get more pollution, you know, they got to do something. And rainwater is not so bad here in Jacksonville because we're not a heavy industrial. Duval's not putting out any heavy metals.
Oh, okay.
I think the only problem we have in Jacksonville for the water is the fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And the septic tank on the west side of Jacksonville, they need to be replaced.
Okay.
The septic tanks are leaking. Most of those things have been there for 50 years on the west side, and they're leaking, okay?
Oh, okay. Got it. That's interesting, sir, being honest. Now, in response to the opponents labeling the H2.0 project as toilet tap, as we were just discussing, supporters think this term is both misleading and purposefully inflammatory, since the full process takes toilet water, along with all other used water sources, coming out of a home, and put it through 5 purification testing and certification stages to meet new government required standards. Then this purified water is returned to best underground aquifer, where after a period of time, this purified water is removed, treated, and returned as a tap water to households. So hearing this, which side do you agree with? The supporters who said this label is leading and wrong because the H2.0 project is safe, or opponents who said this toilet to tap program should be stopped?
You know, that's interesting too, sir, because you look at the guys that have been up in the ISIS space capsule going around for a year. You know, they've been recycling with this and shit for how long, you know? Yeah. Now, you know, if the system works correctly,
mm-hmm.
that would be beautiful. But if the system breaks down, and contaminates the aquifer, then we're in a world of shit, okay?
Yeah, we'll be in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and water mains are always breaking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a city of 1 million population. Somewhere in this city, there's a water main broken somewhere in this city, okay?
Okay.
And it's becoming contaminated. So the safety standards and the preventive maintenance to ensure that the purified water that is going back into the aquifer, it's not going to break, okay?
Oh, okay.
Once you contaminate the water, then what they're going to start doing is adding fluoride in the fucking aquifer, okay?
Oh, okay.
That's what government will do. They're add their bullshit into the aquifer to say, see, so then we've lost the whole system, okay?
Okay. So we can say that this is, you are just most oriented to the opponent's part, that they are saying that this should be stopped. Because, you know, it's called as a
toilet to stop this thing. I'm saying it's risky.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. Lastly, here is a short list of statements about DEA project 2.0, H2.0 project, sorry. So answer if your reaction to H is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, okay? So, sorry, since population... I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay. Thank you. So since population growth in Northeast Florida is not slowing down anytime soon, this H2.0 program to replenish the clean water supply and aquifer will help make sure that we don't run out of drinking water. So how you feel about it? Do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about this statement?
Yeah, I'm positive on it.
Very positive or just somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat? Got it. What about this? Water purification employs high-tech membrane filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet advanced oxidation that removes chemicals and bacteria from the water. Based on your comments, do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about this statement?
That's funny because, see, once again, if you got purified, perfect water and you add fluoridation to it, they done screwed it up again, okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought, based on your comment.
Yeah.
So we can say
we're on the same page. We're on the same page now, I got it. Yeah.
So we can say that you are very negative about that statement, right?
I hope you got your notes on that. I'm very negative about fluoridation in the water, okay?
Understood. Now,
Go ahead.
No, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's all. That's the whole thing about it they come out with purified water, but then the government by government rule is telling JEA to add stuff to the water, okay?
Okay.
So now you don't have purified water, okay?
Oh, okay.
You got
something
you're
else.
Better off drinking
purified water.
It's purified. Now we're going to screw it up, okay?
Okay. Got it. Now, I have another statement here that says, as part of the H2.0 plan, JEA will build a purification facility open to the public for tours telling the story of how the food water recycling and purification system works. On this one, how do you feel? Do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about it?
I don't believe in dog and pony shows, okay?
Okay, so we can say that you're negative about it.
It's a dog and pony show. It doesn't mean how the daily operations are going to work over 365 days a year, okay? It's a dog and pony show, okay?
Okay, got it. Now, the next statement says, JEA process is simply recycling water and returning it from where it came. but even more pure. Based on your thoughts, do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about that statement? I guess I know the answer, but I just want to know.
Yeah, you got the answer. You got it.
The negative answer, right?
we're piping in water from a different planet, right? All the water's been recycled, okay? All the water on this fucking earth has been recycled one way or another, you know?
Okay. Got it. So we can say that it's negative, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't care.
Got it. Okay, now, implementing H2.0 actually saves JEA customers money because the cost and difficulty of providing enough clean, safe drinking water given new summer government regulations are not as drive that growth be higher without H2.0 in place. So on that one, how do you feel? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative?
I didn't understand the question. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. The statement says, implementing H2.0 actually saves JEA customers money because the cost and difficulty of providing enough clean, safety drinking water given new starter government regulations and not this provider's growth will be higher without H2.0 in place. So pretty much the statement says that by implementing this program actually saves customers money. So because the cost...
We know that. We know that's bullshit, okay? We know that's bullshit. They say, whenever the government or a company says, we're going to save you money, I don't believe it, okay?
Okay, got it. Now, the next
one. But if they're going to save us money, you know, hey, what a deal. JEA's been pretty fair with us as far as electrical. As far as electrical and water goes, they're fair with us, okay?
Okay, got it. Now, the next statement says, putting JEA H2.0 plan into action ensures Northeast Florida will have enough clean water for generations to come.
The fluoride, I got that, yeah.
Do you feel very, very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about it?
I heard the word fluoride that time, right?
Yeah, sorry about it.
Yeah. Like I said, they can clean the water up, now they're going to stick their bullshit in it, okay?
Okay, understood. Now, continue with the H2.0 program. This will help protect the health of the St. John's River because it sends more purified, cleaner water back to the aquifer instead of discharging used water into the river. What do you think about it?
I don't know. I have to go talk to an alligator and ask him how he likes the fluoride in the St. James River, okay?
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Now, while the JEA customers are doing a good job conserving water and using less, this is simply not enough to ensure a sufficient supply of fresh water available from the underground aquifer. So the H2.0's purified water is needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy. What do you think about it? Do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about that statement?
That's a negative. Here again, they're fucking with the aquifer, okay?
Okay. Now, the next one says, under the H2.0, purified water exceeds the federal government's clean and drinking water standards. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative about that statement?
I don't believe it.
Okay.
I don't believe it. Once again, they're adding their own mix into the aquifer, into the water supply, okay?
Okay, understood. Now, I have the last statement here. While they're using a proven method of purifying used water, sorry about it, is an innovative and forward-thinking leader as one of the first systems in the Southeast to implement this process. How do you feel about it? Do you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative? about that?
Yeah. How about, is there a neutral?
Yes, I do have the option. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Yeah, neutral.
Neutral? Got it.
I'll go for neutral on it. Because it, who knows? Who knows, man?
Okay. Lastly, given everything that you have learned about JEA, now I said it correctly, JEA, H 2.0 program, do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
Yeah, that's a hell of a question. If this program is not initiated, I wonder where in the hell they're going to get the water, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I...
So you're strongly opposed.
But it doesn't matter. No, I wouldn't say strongly opposed. Somewhere, I'm in the middle, okay?
Somewhat opposed, let's say.
Yeah. That
works. Okay. Okay. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes, okay? We are about to end up this. Could
that's
you please tell me... and I'm sorry that I'm taking so long. Trust me.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Can you please tell me your age?
75 years old.
Okay. Got it. And do you consider yourself African American or black?
No, I'm white.
Got it. And do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or an independent, or something else?
MAGA.
Okay.
Make America Great Again.
Republican. I guess.
Yeah. I guess. both their parties ain't doing shit for us, okay?
Okay. Now, let me ask you, how long have you lived in your current home?
Say it again?
How long have you lived in your current home?
Yeah, I've lived here for 10 years.
10 years? Okay, got it. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own it.
Own it? Got it. And what was the last grade you completed in school, sir?
16. Master's degree.
Master's degree? Oh, okay. Got it. Good. Hey, sir, you know what? This concludes our survey today. Thank you very much for your responses. I had a great time talking to you and learning new things. Trust me that I'll take a look for some of the topics that you just mentioned to me. I really appreciate that, and thank you very much for your participation today, okay?
Yeah, check out fluoride, putting water fluoride. That'd be a good thing for you to do, okay?
I will, sir. Definitely, okay?
Okay, God bless you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good day. Take care.